Let's go to the rural news now with Eric Frickberg. Good morning. A new report out today calling for an end to years of protracted stalemate over what to do with fresh water.
Yes, Susie, the report proposes limiting the amount of water that can be taken from a particular catchment and then allowing people to buy more if they need more and sell some if they need less. Now, this so-called cap-and-trade system would also satisfy claims by iwi and save farmers from unilaterally paying the cost of water conservation. It was written by Eric Crampton of the New Zealand Initiative.
If you go down to a catchment level, drained by a particular river that's got a contiguous aquifer, if you set a cap on total draw and then allow trading within that cap, you make sure that water is going to the places where it's most valuable, and you set the cap so that it respects basic environmental constraints, so that the rivers flow and so that the aquifer is sustainable. We propose a smart market version of that where you really bake in environmental bottom lines right at the outset.
Dr. Crampton says water has been locked in for decades on a first-come, first-served basis, and newcomers were often deprived of getting water because available rights were taken up years ago. He says fixing this has been stymied by the vexed question of iwi rights. He says water is clearly a taonga, and so Māori have a right to it and should share in any initial allocation. Also, existing users like farmers should not be cast aside.
We suggest a system that grandparents in all existing users recognizes their rights, grants an additional allocation on top of that for iwi in recognition of their claims were legitimate, but then shares the burden of getting down to an environmentally sustainable level of draw from the aquifer but between existing users and the Crown through buybacks of water rights in the existing system. So if we look at a just transition, if we only put that burden on existing water users, it would just be terrible. You have people who have played right by the system as they've understood it for their whole lives. And if they've bought recently in, even like a third of the value of their property could be just the water rights that's been tied to a particular piece of irrigated land. If you extinguish those rights, you're bankrupting a whole pile of families that have done nothing wrong.
Dr. Crampton says these proposals could help reform a system that's got nowhere for 15 years, all that time the water problem getting worse.